Well, let's talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, about the real world in the hours ahead. Paul, is Dublin city centre and the city itself being locked down today?
Yeah, it's normal on St. Patrick's Day to see Gardaí out on the streets, Audrey. I mean, parts of towns and cities all over the country are usually sealed off for parades. However, with no parades this year, Dublin is being cordoned off to try to limit control and dissipate protesters who are planning to gather and march in various locations today. Now, plans, the Gardaí believe, are being disseminated on social media. There's a variety of different groups issuing instructions and recommendations, arranging for lifts, that sort of thing, on various social media platforms. And these are being monitored online by the Gardaí, and in particular the Garda's cybercrime unit. They're mainly anti-vaccine, anti-mask and anti-lockdown protesters. And the difficulty is that people are being fueled by conspiracy theorists who are spreading misinformation online, which is being believed by vulnerable and angry people. Now, ordinary and educated people would see much of these claims as nonsense. However, the aim of spreading this misinformation is not really to have people believe it, but to sow doubt in people's minds, to undermine confidence in trusted institutions and individuals who are there to help people: the government, the health services, the Gardaí, the media, broadcast and newspapers. And it's by sowing doubts with misinformation that these people can undermine regular and normal people's beliefs in society and democracy, and therefore undermine the coherence that keeps us all together. So this is what's behind some of the groups and some of the people who have been encouraged to come out on the streets today.
So what will the policing operation and the approach by the Gardaí will take? What will that all look like, Paul?
Well, the Gardaí say they're taking a graduated approach. There's three levels, really. The first level is that they engage with people. They talk to people who are out on the streets. They ask them, why are they out? They ask them, would they please go home? They explain and they educate them as to the dangers of the coronavirus, the fact that it is spreading and we are in a pandemic. And it's only as a last resort, they move to enforcement. Now, we saw Gardaí in Dublin yesterday carrying out this approach, talking to people, taking their names and addresses, and some fines will be issued as a result of what they did yesterday. However, the right to protest is a constitutional right, so legally the Gardaí are walking a fine line. Now, if large crowds gather today, and most people hope they won't, and the word from the government and the Gardaí and the public health specialists is for people to please stay at home and only exercise within 5 kilometres of their homes, it's a different St. Patrick's Day today. But if large crowds gather, the Gardaí will be in soft cap mode, which is where they try to control and contain, and they're in uniforms. It was like Grafton Street before it became violent. And if any of the issues there, any of the gatherings today become violent, they will move to what's known as level 3, which is a full public order mode, which nobody wants to see, except perhaps for a few key agitators who, the pattern shows, go to these events to cause trouble and hide behind committed protesters or decent people who often find themselves caught up in these incidents which become violent, and find themselves, professional working people often find themselves before the courts because they're sucked into a mob situation which they didn't realise was going to happen when they initially only went out to protest and to stand by their genuine beliefs.
Okay. Now, we'll leave it there, Paul. We're out of time.